Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 49 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Arlo Barnett.
The text message bantering that I engaged with a staffer was inappropriate.
The former Kentucky Speaker of the House will face a formal reprimand for a sexual harassment scandal.
Governor Matt Bevin is advising teachers not to stage a walkout.
An Owensville man is facing charges after allegedly holding a family hostage.
City Council recently got an update on Moorhead's new splash pad.
The Moorhead Utility Plant Board is looking into pay raises for employees.
In sports, the Reds will face the Phillies for the second game in a series tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Cloudy skies tonight with a low around 34 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Representative Jeff Hoover has reached an agreement over sexual harassment allegations that caused him to step down as Speaker of the House. WKYT reports the Republican came to a settlement with his former campaign staffer today during a legislative ethics hearing in Frankfort. Hoover admitted to sending inappropriate text messages to the woman in violation of state ethics statutes.
This entire situation has been very difficult for me, for my family, physically. Emotionally, it's a good way to lose 40-some pounds, but I don't recommend it. But I made a mistake, and I said from day one that I had made a mistake.
The terms of Hoover's agreement include a $1,000 fine and an official reprimand for violating the statute. Hoover maintains the texts were inappropriate but consensual. He also acknowledges a settlement where four GOP lawmakers gave the accuser $110,000. Three of those representatives had their harassment complaints dismissed last week.
Governor Matt Bevin is advising teachers against following the lead of educators in Oklahoma and West Virginia who have mobilized walkouts in recent weeks. Teacher groups have kept a steady drumbeat against Senate Bill 151, calling on Bevin to veto the pension reform bill that shifts new hires out of traditional pensions and increases the amount of time current teachers need to work before becoming eligible for full retirement benefits. Monday, the governor described the bill as a good first step, while acknowledging it does little to relieve the state's tens of billions in unfunded liabilities. He did not comment on whether he plans to veto the measure. Asked whether yesterday's announcement could further inflame groups who have demonstrated at the Capitol, Bevin responded.
It's illegal for them to strike in this state. I would not advise that. I really wouldn't. I think that would be a mistake. The issue isn't the teachers. Teachers want to teach their children. The KEA has been a problem. It really has been.
Explaining his vetoes of the budget and tax bills, Bevin said he was looking out for the people who are paying for them. Bevin has four more days to issue vetoes. The legislature has 2 days to override with a simple majority in both chambers.
A Republican state senator from Bourbon County says there are several misimpressions that some Kentucky teachers have about the GOP's pension reform plan, and he wants to help clear them up. Steve West represents the 27th District, which includes Rowan County. West says the proposal put forth by his party changes nothing in the pension plans for current retirees. New hires will be placed in a hybrid cash balance plan that will include some components of a 401A program.
Part of it is money's going in that's invested by KTRS, just like before. Part of it is set aside to where the teacher, the person, the retiree, potential retiree employee can invest it, make their own decisions about where part of that money goes and how to invest that. It would be going to the same place, KTRS. They handle the investment and the movement of the money.
West says the Republicans' hybrid cash balance pension plan includes a 0% floor, which means it can't lose money. Teachers would continue to pay into their retirement plans at the current level, with the state and their local districts funding the remainder of their pension contributions.
Attention is shifting back to the Kentucky House and Senate following Governor Matt Bevin's vetoes of the state budget and a tax overhaul. As WUKY's Josh James reports, lawmakers have the option to override those vetoes, but the vote count could prove problematic for the tax bill.
The two-year state budget passed with a comfortable margin in both Republican-led chambers and could be poised to survive the governor's veto. But the bill creating a flat 5% income tax rate and tacking sales tax onto more than a dozen services could be in trouble. That measure barely won passage in the Senate on a 20-18 vote and a 51-44 vote in the House. Monday, Governor Bevin urged lawmakers to go back to the drawing board.
They could if they wanted to override it. I don't know why they would. These are structurally unsound. They don't balance. They come up short.
That statement echoes an assessment by the state budget director saying the revenue bill is off by at least $50 million. But so far, leaders in Bevin's own party are standing behind the budget and tax bills, issuing a statement saying the governor is misguided in his interpretation of the measures, and they remain comfortable with the Legislative Research Commission's revenue projections. Lawmakers need simple majorities in both chambers to override the governor's vetoes. In Frankfort, I'm Josh James reporting.
Kentucky State Police say an Owingsville man is facing multiple charges after troopers say he entered a home armed with a handgun, threatening to kill everyone inside. According to WKYT, troopers arrived at a home in Owingsville Monday night after receiving the report of gunshots. A woman inside the home alerted authorities that a man was able to force his way inside the residence. 25-year-old Shane McLaughlin allegedly said no one would leave the house alive. The victims told troopers that McLaughlin was armed with a handgun, and he remained in the home for at least an hour. Authorities arrived after McLaughlin left the home. They were able to locate him in Rowan County. Troopers say McLaughlin admitted to firing the weapon and entering the home without permission. He also admitted to drinking 4 beers and using more methamphetamine than he normally uses. McLaughlin was arrested and charged with burglary, 4 counts of wanton endangerment, and 4 counts of unlawful imprisonment.
The city of Pikeville is honoring fallen police officer Scotty Hamilton. The city named January 11th Scotty Hamilton Day, as well as renaming a portion of East Street in downtown Pikeville to Scotty Hamilton Way, effectively changing the department's address to Hamilton's unit number 111. Hamilton's mother, Patricia Hamilton, says she's overwhelmed by the act.
I can't believe everything that the city has done to help us, the family, and Chelsea and the baby. It's just amazing. I've never seen a community come together like Pikeville.
In addition, the city also removed the occupational tax from Hamilton's last 2 pay periods.
The woman convicted in the September 2015 ATV death of a Greenup County woman was freed from jail on Sunday. According to the Daily Independent, 20-year-old Kelly Dummett was released following a 90-day sentence for contempt of court. Dummett and her accomplice, James Ratliff, are responsible for the death of Maddie Conley, who was killed following a confrontation on a rural road in Greenup County. Dummett has violated court orders before. In July 2017, she was arrested for an alcoholic charge while awaiting trial. Dummett and Ratliff were charged with manslaughter but managed to negotiate plea bargains. Under Dummett's agreements, she can avoid jail time by staying clean of drugs and alcohol and relinquishing her rights to own firearms. The Kentucky Department of Corrections said Dummett will remain under court supervision until December 2022.
Morehead City Council got a progress update on a new splash pad at last night's City Council meeting. Brad Bose, architect with Lexington-based firm CMW, says the location of the $600,000 water recreation facility has been decided, though the city still has some choices to make, including a potential lazy river.
I can't believe everything that the...
Bose says other issues to be discussed include fencing and location of restroom facilities. City Council also approved a quote for a splash pad equipment during yesterday's meeting.
A recent compensation study will result in several employees of the Morehead Utility Plant Board getting pay increases. General Manager Holly McGrath-Rosas says the MUPB hired the company, Hannah Resources, to examine its compensation scale, and it found the agency was paying many of its workers at below market value.
They went out and reached out in their database, and they worked with KLC on everything and came back and said that right now, they said that we pay 90% of the median value, which means that we are 60% of the cities and municipalities are paying more than us. So we're in that bottom 40%.
McGrath-Rosas says the Moorhead Utility Plant Board will spend $67,000 to give raises to 17 workers to get them to fair market value. The agency will offer pay hikes next year based on longevity. McGrath-Rosas says the MUPB needed to take action to keep its good employees. The agency lost 6 workers to higher-paying jobs last year. We'll have more of your region's headlines after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Moorhead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Moorhead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at moorheadstate.edu/innovation.
Moorhead's 5th Street wasn't built to handle the traffic it's seeing. That's according to concerned residents in the area. Residents including Scott Davidson spoke to City Council last night on the issue. Davidson says when Moorhead State University closed Batson Oaks Drive, it forced traffic to find another route.
You know, in lots of ways, MSU is a good neighbor. In this respect, I think they made a decision without proper planning, and the city is suffering the ill effects of this arrangement. They have externalized the cost of doing business here by making an entrance part of a neighborhood instead of accessible through proper roads.
Mayor Jim Tom Trent says 5th Street now sees an average of 1,000 cars per day. The council responded to the concerns by lowering the speed limit from 20 to 10 miles per hour. They also say police patrols in the area will increase.
With spring finally arriving, so has a city cleanup in Moorhead. WMKY's Kenzie Thompson reports.
The city is offering free pickup in an effort to help residents with spring cleaning. According to the Moorhead News, the purpose of the cleanup is to help residents clean their private properties and improve the community overall. The effort will continue through Friday, April 13th. Public Works Director Greg Jones says citizens should place items deemed trash on the curbside of their properties. If they have items that need picked up, they can call the City Hall at 784-8505 or Public Works Office at 784-5403 to schedule a pickup. There will also be a cleanup at Rodburn Park from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday, April 14th. People who wish to help can meet at the first shelter at the park. For more information on the cleanup, call Carolyn Franzini at 356-4328. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Kenzie Thompson.
Turning now to a check of the weather forecast for the WMKY listening region, including the cities of Owingsville, Olive Hill, and Moorhead. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows around 34 degrees. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny and a bit warmer, highs around 62, getting down to around 49 tomorrow night. On Thursday, partly cloudy skies, highs up in the mid-70s and getting down into the mid-50s that night. On Friday, mostly sunny, highs around 80 degrees. And Friday night, partly cloudy, lows around 59. It'll stay warm on into the weekend. Saturday, we'll see a slight chance of rain showers, highs around 78 degrees. It's currently sitting at 49 degrees in Ashland. It's 48 right now in Lexington and in Winchester, 52 in Inez, 47 in Flemingsburg, and 49 degrees here on the campus of Moorhead State University.
As you know, this week at Moorhead State Public Radio, we're holding our Spring Fun Drive. On our feature segment today, we hear from a longtime supporter and former employee, Shayla Menville Ring.
Hi, I'm Shayla Ring. I was a student at Moorhead State University from 2005 until about 2010, and I worked at Moorhead State Public Radio for the entire duration of my undergraduate career. I was also fortunate to have 20 hours with my work-study grant, and in that time, I learned so much that made me not only the professional that I am, but the person that I am today. So there's a quote that I kind of carry with me, and it's many hands make light work. At Morehead State Public Radio, everyone bands together to not only teach, but to encourage and raise each other up. I am a little bit different than some of the graduates from Morehead State Public Radio. Many of them are pursuing fantastic careers in journalism, on television or on radio. I am in communications at Morehead State University. And what Morehead State Public Radio did for me was remind me of how important community is. So I chose to stay in Morehead and in our area to serve this region because I watched all of the programming, both inside the radio station and outside of the radio station, and how it positively impacted not only our careers as students, but our community and our campus. Seeing so much be given back is part of what makes me do what I do every day. And now I get to be on the community advisory board and get to help students continue to grow and to learn and to become just full people. So it's a wonderful time in the life of Morehead State Public Radio, and we hope to hear from you during this spring fund drive.
And if you'd like to make that pledge of support right now, give us a call at 783-2001 or visit our secure form under the Support Us tab on our website at wmky.org. It's 4:46 and 49 degrees on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Arlo Barnett, and we're so glad to have you with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University, providing classes for high-ability students, their parents, and their educators for more than 30 years. The Center for Gifted Studies is now accepting applications for middle and high school summer camps, including the 35th Annual Advanced Placement Summer Institute, June 25th through 29th. More information at 270-745-6323 or online at wku.edu/gifted.
The Reds try again. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Cincinnati Reds are back in Philadelphia tonight to do battle with the Phillies. Since he fell to 2-7 on the year last night after dropping Game 1 of the series 6-5, it was a tough outing for starting pitcher Cody Reed, who went just 3 innings after giving up 5 runs on 4 hits. Manager Brian Price says it just wasn't Reed's night.
Just some deep counts. You know, they got a chance to see a lot of pitches, high pitch count, and there wasn't really necessarily a good pitch. I was thinking after he got through the top of the lineup in particular, he'd have some good sequences in there, and it just, wasn't his best command game, and a couple of pitches that he missed with got hit out of the ballpark. So it was just a tough game.
Homer Bailey takes the mound for the Reds this evening. Aaron Nola goes for Philly. First pitch is set for 7:05. A couple of scores from Major League Baseball this afternoon. At last check, Pittsburgh leads the Cubs 5-2 in the seventh inning, and Tampa Bay leads the White Sox 5-1 in the sixth. The Morehead State baseball team hits the road tomorrow to Indianapolis for a game against Butler. After a slow start to the season, Coach Mike McGuire's team has now won 4 straight and 6 of their last 8 games, running their overall record to 20-13.
Guys can start seeing that we're becoming the club we thought we were going to be when the season started. It took us a while to get there, but I like how we're playing, like where we're at right now.
Butler is 18-8 this season. First pitch in tomorrow's game will happen at 4 p.m. The Morehead State softball team is also in road action tomorrow. The Eagles will travel to Huntington to do battle with Marshall. Due to weather, the softball Eagles have only played 2 games in the month of April, and because of that, head coach David Williams says his team's excited to play, even if it does mean hitting the road.
Honestly, I really don't think that whether we're home or away makes much of a difference. We approach each game, every one of them we play, whether it's home, away, neutral, we approach it all the same. So we're going to hit first, and we've got to play defense to end the game. So that's really the only difference at this point. So, I think regardless of the location right now, we just want to get on the field and get some games in.
Tomorrow will be a doubleheader with the Herd. The first game starts at 1 p.m. Morehead State basketball coach Preston Spradlin has a key selling point that he can offer when talking to potential recruits. With having such a young team, Spradlin says he tells those he hopes to add to MSU's 2018-19 roster that they'll have a chance to earn significant playing time right away.
I don't have too much vision in going out and recruiting backups, and I tell everybody that. You know, if I'm sitting in front of you and your parents or your coach and we're having a discussion about you becoming a part of our team here, it's because I think you should be able to come in and compete for a starting position, whether that's now or in the near future.
Spradlin will be trying to sign two players, including a big man. College basketball signing period begins on Wednesday. The Kentucky basketball program picked up another five-star commitment this morning. The top-ranked point guard in the 2019 class, Ashton Hagans, picked the Cats over Georgia, Louisville, and North Carolina. Chris Williams, Hagans' AAU coach, tells WXWV in Louisville Calipari and his staff convinced Hagans last weekend that Lexington was the spot for him.
Basically, they came in Thursday night, basically sat down with Ashton's father and gave him the spiel and told him, you know, why they wanted Ashton, how they would use him, and Ashton made the decision that that's where he wanted to go. He has friends that's going there this year, which would be Jay, and along with Tyler Hero and Emmanuel and Keldon, and he just fits like he can come in and that style of play fit his game and just that Coach Cal and get him to the next level.
Hagans is currently working to reclassify to the 2018 class to join Tyler Hero, E.J. Montgomery, Keldon Johnson, and Emmanuel Quickly in Lexington next season, in an attempt to replace Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, who announced last night he's turning pro. Greenup County High School is still searching for a new head coach for its boys basketball program. The search lasted nearly 2 months, and with summer ball starting for most programs in the next few weeks, Greenup Athletic Director Matt Gilbert says they hope to have a new coach named soon.
Well, we're looking for somebody with either varsity or college experience. You know, somebody who's going to take our program to the next level and really develop our middle school programs as well. So, you know, we want to get the best candidate and just trust the process. And hopefully we get somebody in here before summer ball starts.
Greenup County will be looking to replace Harold Tackett, who retired after six seasons as the head man. Morehead State football coach Rob Tenier continues to be happy with what he's seen from his Eagles during spring practices. Tenier says his players have demonstrated good attitudes and intensity the past couple of weeks.
I'm real pleased with just the team's energy and the way we're practicing, our tempo, and coming in and out of drills. You know, some drills are thuds, some are live, and we're doing a really nice job of that.
The MSU football team is into its third week of spring drills. The Eagles will wrap things up a week from Saturday with their annual blue-white inter-squad scrimmage at Jane Stadium. Juwan Pass continues to make progress as he transitions into his new role as the starting quarterback for the Louisville football team. Nick Petrino is the Cardinals quarterback's coach. He says the redshirt sophomore made some good strides during the team's inter-squad scrimmage last Saturday.
I thought Juwan did a good job being consistent, moving the ball down the field. You know, we still got to work on getting some bigger plays in the passing game. But as far as his accuracy was better today, he was more on time. You know, there's certain situations that go on in these scrimmages that are really good learning experiences for him, too.
Pass is taking over for Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Lamar Jackson, who left Louisville a year early to enter the NFL draft. And finally, in sports round, County football coach Kelly Ford is looking forward to seeing how things develop for his team's freshmen and sophomores. Ford calls that group winners, and they already believe they can be really good if they'll stick together.
They know. I mean, they've got that swag that they, you know, they know how to win football games. I mean, they've got a freshman championship, they got an eighth grade championship, and you know, they've got some championships on their belt. They know what they can be. And you know, the thing about it, like I said, is accountability of just showing up and being at the right place at the right time.
The round football team ended its spring practices last Friday. The Vikings opened the 2018 season on August the 17th by hosting Morgan County. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Softball plays a doubleheader, hosting Murray State at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 15th. And baseball welcomes West Virginia Tech at 5 p.m. Wednesday, April 18th. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386, online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rallied sharply as Wall Street breathed a sigh of relief after China's president said he would work to, quote, open the country's economy, easing trade war fears. And the Dow Industrials did have a very strong showing today, finishing with a gain of 428.90 at 24,408. The S&P 500 was up 43.71 at 2656.87, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 143.96 at 7094.3. Boeing and Caterpillar both rose more than 3% as concerns of a trade war were alleviated. And, of course, both of these companies were considered very exposed to any sort of trade friction with China. Overnight, the Chinese president discussed plans to further open up the country's economy with measures including lowering import tariffs on autos, enforcing legal intellectual property of foreign groups, and reducing duties on other consumer products. Shares of U.S. automakers jumped on this news. Ford was up 1.8%, while GM and Tesla gained 3.3% and 5.2% respectively. Fiat Chrysler also climbed 2%. And elsewhere on Capitol Hill, CEO Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook testified in front of Congress this following news that Cambridge Analytica was able to access the private data of millions of users without their consent. Zuckerberg said the company did not notify the Federal Trade Commission about the leak, noting we considered it a closed case, and Facebook shares rose more than 4% in trading today. In the commodities markets, oil was up 3.7% at $65.76 a barrel, while gold was up 0.3% at $1,343.80 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were strong, with the Stock 600 index up almost 1%. In the Far East, stocks were very strong as well, with the Nikkei up 0.5% and the Shanghai Composite up 1.7%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Boeing and Caterpillar. The only stock that was down today among the Dow industrials was Nike, and in the S&P 500, the best performers were Technip FMC and Devon Energy, while the worst performers were Envision Healthcare and SBA Communications. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 39 cents at 69.5, CSX up 84 cents at 55.26, AEP down 83 cents at 67.88, AK Steel up 12 cents at 4.43, Marathon Petroleum up $2.03 at 73.70, and Kroger was down 7 cents to finish at 23.47. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn buys, sells, trades, and loans on just about anything of value. Cash for gold, silver, jewelry, and diamonds. Tools, video games, televisions, computers, hunting supplies, music gear, and guitars. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. Bypass Pawn on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead can be reached at 606-780-7296. Facebook and online at bypasspawn.com.
Taking one more look at the weather forecast. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows around 34. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny and a bit warmer, highs around 62 degrees, getting down to around 49 degrees tomorrow night. And on Thursday, it'll continue to warm up with highs in the mid-70s, getting down to the mid-50s that night. On Friday, we'll see mostly sunny skies and heat with highs around 80 degrees. It's currently sitting at 49 here in Moorhead.
I'm kind of looking forward to that 80 degrees, aren't you?
Me too.
Guys, we're in the middle of our spring fun drive, and I just wanted to remind you that Moorhead State Public Radio's fundraiser and membership drive is going to continue through Friday. If you want to become a new member today with us with a gift of $25, or you can renew your pledge under the Support Us tab at the top of the page on our secure website at WMKY.org, or you can give us a call at 783-2001. We've got a couple of great volunteers out there, and we're actually, one of the volunteers is one of our students, and he's not getting paid to be here, although we do pay him normally throughout the week, but he is out there volunteering to answer your calls right now, 783-2001. I'll let it be a surprise who answers the phone. We have several students out there, and we would really appreciate your support for our spring fun drive. It is a critical time for us here at Moorhead State Public Radio. We're hoping to keep our student workers in the building as much as possible, and only your help can allow us to do that. 783-2001 or online at WMKY.org. That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Sean Delaney, Brian Courtney, Jacob Lindberg, Kenzie Thompson, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Cody Robinson, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Braxton Howard. WUKY's Josh James and Hilliard Line's Bud Luke. Our feature segment today came from WMKY's former student worker, Shayla Ring. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202 BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Arlo Barnett and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.